Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live, on the air, and online right now, so you can be a part of the broadcast. If you have a question or need direction for the troublesome issues of real life, we invite you to call now. The number, 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC. Or the full number, 844-322-2742. This is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
We do have plenty of open lines right now at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on this broadcast. If you've struggled with fear, if you have a story that you would like to tell about how the gospel has helped you overcome fear, worry, anxiety in your life, has given you a pathway to peace, we would love to hear that story as well. Again, you can join us on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Richard, the other night we were hit with another tragic terrorist killing in England. And boy, that puts a lot of people on edge, doesn't it?
A lot of
fear and anxiety flows from those sort of things. We wonder, what if that had been me? What if I had been in that crowd? Where would I be? I think it brings mortality to life. I think a lot of people are questioning, well, what would happen to me if I die? And I hope the gospel message can reach into their hearts and lives and can anchor them to truth. Others are going to be looking at that and saying, how can we get this threat of terrorism stopped? How can we protect ourselves? How can we live in safety? And so fear is going to arise from that. So all of these headlines that we see, all of these real-life events, all of these acts of terrorism that are happening all around the world are very disconcerting. They're very troubling. They disrupt our minds in such a way that we're on edge. We're just thinking that the worst can come at any given moment. And that's why we need to be anchored to truth. That's why we need to be prepared for that inevitability.
Yes.
We're all going to die, but what's going to happen to us once we are dead? Mm-hmm. That's where the gospel message answers and actually gives some hope. There's no other philosophy. There's no other message out there that answers that question about death. Science is trying to figure out a solution to death. Philosophies are trying to work around it and to make it something that it's not. Christianity deals with it head on.
Yes.
And gives us hope and peace and actually enables us to look forward to what's going to happen beyond the fact that we're going to be with Jesus forever. That is the good news of the gospel. And it leads us to the verse that I wanted to share today. It's Colossians chapter 2. And the city of Colossae was a town with all kinds of messages and philosophies just brewing through that place. And what the people there were trying to do, because they didn't want to offend anybody, they didn't want to step on any toes, they didn't want to attack sacred cows, they said, let's do something different. Let's take the best from every single philosophy. Yeah. Let's try to blend it together and come out with one
it's a smoothie.
Deal. That's
it's a
right.
Smoothie.
Juice smoothie type of thing. And you know, there's seemingly some wisdom to that. But what it does, it robs everything of its real value, its real substance. And it clouds the issues. The blended messages out there today are clouding the issue of Christianity. Nobody knows what it really is. Nobody knows what the gospel really is and what it means and the impact that it has. It's the word syncretism is the word that describes that process. That was what was happening in Colossae. That's what's happening in the world today. So there are all of these philosophies. They have an appearance of wisdom. They seem like they can add value to our lives, and so we don't want to miss out. So we take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We blend it together with Christianity, and out comes just this smoothie of nothingness,
yeah.
Really. And what did Paul say to that? He said, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. He's saying, don't blend the messages. You have everything you need in Jesus. In him, he goes on to say, all of the deity dwells in him bodily, and yes, in him you have been made complete. There is no completeness in a blended message. That's
correct.
Going to leave you empty. That's going to put you at the doorstep of deception and lies, and will eventually lead to bondage, emotional bondage, spiritual bondage, every kind of bondage that you can imagine. Blend messages of the world with the truth of Christianity, you're going to rob yourself of the joy of the Lord. It's
yeah.
that simple. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have to be careful. We have to have discernment. We need the Spirit of God to teach us discernment, to help us extract out of this smoothie of mixed messages the true gospel, the pure gospel, and let it stand for what it is, and let us enjoy the fullness of life and the fullness of who we are in Christ and in Christ alone.
Yes.
This is the cure to anxiety. This is the cure to depression. This is the cure to all the emotional ills that beset us. If we are going to experience life and life abundantly, it comes with sticking with Christ and with Christ alone.
Absolutely.
Don't mix anything. Don't blend the secular messages with the truth of the gospel. Don't blend psychological message with the truth of the gospel. Don't blend motivational messages with the truth of the gospel. Don't blend feel-good messages with the truth of the gospel. Let Jesus stand for who he is. In him dwells the entire deity and bodily form. In him, you are complete.
Yes.
Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, along with Richard Pfeiffer. We welcome you to the broadcast as well. 844-322-2742 is the number that you can call and join us on today's broadcast. If you're watching us online through Facebook Live or through YouTube Live, you can share a question or a comment there. We will get to those questions and comments as quickly as we can. So that's another yes. way that you can interact. If you are listening at a time other than 3 Central Time, you're listening to a tape-delayed broadcast, you can send a question by calling 844-322-2742, recording your question for us. We will air it on a subsequent broadcast,
yes.
answer it on the air, or you can write to us via email, bob@basicgospel.net. That's bob@basicgospel.net. And just a reminder to all of those who are listening, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. Our mission is to get the word out to as many people as possible, to use every media that's out there, that's available to use, to share this good news and connect as many people as we possibly can to the love of Jesus Christ. Your gifts to Basic Gospel will help make that possible.
Yeah.
Your dollars will help pay for airtime. Your dollars will help us shore up our internet partnerships. And right now, we're reaching thousands of people every week through radio. We're reaching into 119 countries around the world through our internet partners. And we want to see that grow with your help, with your faithful gifts to Basic Gospel. We can see that happen. So come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. You can do that by going to our website, basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Simply click the donate button and then follow all of the instructions. We have a wonderful resource that we want to send to you as our way of saying thank you. It's a CD series, Richard, that you and I put together
yes.
called The Breakout. And it is practical help on breaking free from the emotional bonds that are holding you right now. Now, you may be free. You may be experiencing joy and peace and all of those sort of things. But I guarantee you that you have people in your life that are bound up, that are in emotional bondage. This is practical help that will set them free, guaranteed. Why? Because it's chock full with the truth of the Word of God. Yeah. People will understand who Jesus is, what he came to do through his death, burial, and resurrection, and the impact that has on a person's life and bringing them out of death into life, out of fear into faith, out of all of those other emotions of guilt and shame into peace and joy and all of those things that God has for us in Christ Jesus. So yeah. Sign up, make a contribution, request your copy of the breakout. We'll get it to you as quickly as we can.
How practical is this? Why can the Bible speak to this issue? We look at two stories in the Bible. I won't tell you now. Make a donation, get the CDs and listen. But if you change the names and the locations of those two stories, it could be any of the headlines today. Many of the people you know, they have been through this stuff. God knew that we would need it. He made sure it was written down so we could share it with you.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Calgary and talk to our friend Miles. Hi, Miles. Welcome to Basic Gospel Today.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Listening to you talk about the error of trying to make a smoothie or the error in any other philosophies, I was thinking, can we distill it down to testing by asking anyone, does their philosophy amount to or point to unconditional love? Not just love, because that word's ambiguous, but unconditional love. And that would be the litmus test. Because it's only in Jesus that we find, as far as I'm concerned, unconditional love. What do you think?
Well, you're right, Miles. We find that alone in Christ, unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and genuine, enduring meaning and purpose to life. There's lots of things, lots of causes that we can get behind out there in the world, and that can give us some temporary meaning, some temporary purpose. But knowing that you belong to Christ, that you belong to the body of Christ, that you have a role within the body of Christ that's eternal, is meaning and purpose that goes beyond anything that the world can give you. So I think you're right. Unconditional love, unconditional acceptance. Only Christianity brings that to the table. Most every other philosophy is very self-centered. It's all about the self, finding the self. Well, Christ says time and time again, we must lose ourselves. We must die in Christ so that we can truly find ourselves in Christ and experience true life. So it's, you know, Christianity, the message of the gospel, is so different from every other philosophy. So to try to blend it with all these other philosophies is really an exercise in futility and a travesty to the truth of Jesus Christ. So I think you're right. Unconditional love is a key. As a matter of fact, Jesus said that the world will know that we are his disciples, that we are truly followers of Christ by our love one for another. Well, the only reason that we can love or have love one for another is because God first loved us and anchored us in that love. And as he did, then we are able to pass that on to one another. So it's proof that we've been born again, that we truly know God, and that we are true followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Could I also just add that it also occurs to me that it's only if we stick to the basic gospel and not make a man-made religion out of it, out of that unconditional love, that we are truly talking unconditional love.
You're right. You're exactly right. The minute that we add things to the gospel, we've taken away from the gospel. So if you say the gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, and your water baptism, then you've taken away from the death, burial, and resurrection. And then you're going to judge people on whether they've been water baptized or not. And then if they have, you're going to judge them on whether or not they've been water baptized in the correct way, according to your opinion, according to the way your church says it must be done. So you've added something to the mix, and in adding something to the mix, you have brought in a point of judgment against one another.
Yeah.
Judgment against others in that way does not express the love of God. It's completely different. So when we start to add to the gospel, we're taking away from it, and we're introducing an element of judgment that does not belong in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Miles.
Thanks,
always
man.
Good to hear from you. This is Basic Gospel. Richard Pfeiffer, Bob Christopher here. We welcome your calls, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Yesterday, Richard, Brad was watching us on Facebook Live, and he had a question. He had a dream and felt like in that dream it was impressing him to write a letter to his sister. And he's having some trouble of whether or not he should go ahead. Is this something that he should do and simply share the good news of Christ with her? Is that what this is all about? And so he was reaching out to us to ask for some clarification for help along that path. And I would say to Brad that if he feels impressed by God to write a letter to his sister, that he should do that.
Yes.
And I know he's probably wondering, well, if that's true, then what do I write? What do I say? And if I'm in his shoes, I think I just take the opportunity to share the good news and how the good news has impacted him personally. And I think that could be a point of identification, something that his sister could identify with. His sister certainly knows him, grew up with him, and yeah, it might be a good way to open up a conversation about Jesus. So it could be as simple as saying, hey, I just feel impressed to write this letter. I'm not sure why, but here's what I'm going to say. And here's what's been meaningful in my life. When I learned about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus, when I learned that Jesus took away all of my sins and that he came to live in me, making me alive together with him, it changed everything for me. And boy, I'm experiencing joy, and I don't know why, but I want you to experience that same joy, and that's why I'm writing. And just leave the results of that in God's hands.
Yes.
And I think that's the key. Is we want to write something so perfectly that our words are going to move, our words are going to inspire, our words are going to do the trick. But as far as spiritual answers, spiritual truth, spiritual transformation is concerned, that's God's work.
Yeah.
So if we're impressed to do something, we do so in the energy and power of the Holy Spirit, but we leave the results to God. Once it's out there, it's God's job to do the work, to bring somebody to truth, to move somebody from death to life. It's his job. Only he can save. So we leave the results in his hands, and we may never know what those results are.
Yeah.
But God does, and he will work it together for good. So,
yeah.
So write that letter, just send it, and leave the results of it in God's hands. Richard, you have a question for us from email, right?
Yeah, we do. From Paul, who writes from California. I need some advice. I am in a constant state of anxiety and worry from the moment I wake up in the morning till I go to bed at night. Some days it's worse than others. It's always bubbling beneath the surface, and on some days it erupts like a volcano. Philippians 4:8 tells me what to think about, whatever is true, pure, lovely, and so on. So I guess my question is, what do I think about based on this verse? Do I think about what Jesus has done for me? I don't know what I should be thinking about. I know that changing my thought patterns will not be an overnight process. I have been thinking wrong for so long that it has become my default way of thinking, and it will take time to correct. If you could guide me down the path to proper thinking, it would be very much appreciated.
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, 40 million Americans are in that same boat. You know, they're suffering from some anxiety disorder. It's just right there on the surface, and it can erupt at any moment. And we call those panic attacks. And it's that feeling of overwhelming helplessness, like you've lost control.
Yeah.
And I told the story about Gina, my wife. She had one of those panic attacks recently, getting in the back seat of a Volkswagen Beetle. And there's no back door. There's no way of escape. And
yeah.
all of these crazy thoughts started going through her head about having a wreck. Would she survive? How would the kids respond? And all of this. And as those things started swirling around in her mind, this feeling of anxiety started to bubble up inside of her to the point where she began to feel kind of clammy and perspiring, and stomach started tying in knots. And she had to ask the driver to pull off and let her out of the car. And she got some fresh air, and then she asked the passenger in the front seat to change places with her, and that helped. But as she analyzed it, she recognized that she was thinking fantasy. Her thoughts, this idea of a wreck happening, it could have happened, but it didn't happen. It was something that she was projecting in the future. And then with that, all the what ifs. And all of those what ifs were scary thoughts. And that brought about the scary response and the fearful response and the anxious response to the point of an attack.
Yeah.
So we have to analyze what's actually going on inside of our minds. Now, here's some helpful information. We've shared this a couple of times, but this anxiety is a feeling. It's excessive worry about something that's going to happen in the future. It's basically a fear of the future. Well, if it's a feeling, we need to know something about how our feelings operate. And here are four facts about our feelings. Our feelings have no intellect. Our feelings always follow thought. Our feelings cannot discern between fact and fantasy. Our feelings cannot tell the difference between the past, the present, and the future. So we feel something because we think something. So we have to analyze what thoughts are producing these feelings. And then we have to ask the question, are those thoughts based on truth? Has this wreck happened? No, it hasn't. Well, why do I want to dwell on that thought? So I think that's how specific we need to be. We
Yes.
really need to go into these brains of ours and ask the question, what thoughts are stirring around in there? What thoughts am I dwelling on that are causing these feelings of anxiety, that's causing me to live on the edge of anxiety every single day of my life? And when we come to grips with what those thoughts are, then we can replace them with truth. We can ask the question, is this true? If not, what is true in this situation? Well, for Gina, it was as simple as this. I'm going to get from point A to point B in this car,
yeah.
and it's going to be A-OK. And if it's not, Jesus is in me. Jesus is with me. I can entrust this to Him. Why? Because He cares for me. He loves me. He wants the best for me.
Yeah.
That's the thought that we need. Those are the thoughts that we need to dwell on. And when we do, that's going to become the answer to those emotional pitfalls, things like fear and anxiety.
Yep.
Well, we have a wonderful little pamphlet that addresses this called The Pathway to Peace.
Yes.
We would love to put that in your hands. It's available free of charge. Just go online, click the big icon, Pathway to Peace. Request your copy. We'll get it to you as quickly as we can. Again, that's The Pathway to Peace. Also, a reminder, Basic Gospel is listener supported. We need your help right now. Our fiscal year end is coming up in just 30 plus days. We need your help to
Yes.
close the book strong and to be able to expand and grow well into the future. to make a contribution today, go online, basicgospel.net, click the support link, come be a part of what God is doing through Basic Gospel. We'll see you tomorrow.